Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. Let me start with a story that happened in the Second World War. In a small parish church in a little village just in the outskirts of Manila, Philippines. You know that Manila was the second most bombed city during the Second World War after Dresden, Germany. You know, it happened that after heavy bombing and raid, outside the church, in that little church in our story, was a life-size statue of Christ monument on a pedestal, so that when the smoke of bombing cleared, the statue was in fragments on the ground. Sometime later, a group of senior citizens of the village helped the priest pick up the pieces of the statue and put it together. They found all the pieces except for the hands. They offered to hire a sculptor in the city to have new hands made for it. But the priest said, "I have a better idea. Let us leave it as it is without hands. We will put it back on its pedestal as it is and call it Christ Without Hands. In this way, the people will see that Christ has no hands but ours with which to reach out to those in need and lift up those that are fallen." I think this little story can apply to the gospel reading that we have just heard in two ways. Firstly, we see Jesus in the gospel reading involving the apostles in his ministry. He called the apostles and set them out two by two to be his hands in doing his ministry. In like manners, as followers, we too are called and sent out by Jesus to be his hands in doing his work. The second way in which the story applies is that even if his apostles and we, his followers, are out there doing his work, it is still the hands of Jesus that work through his apostles and through us. This is the theme of our reflection that I would like to share with you by asking, what does this mean to the apostles and what does this mean to us to be the hands of Jesus? In the story of the sending of the apostles two by two, two things stand out. To be the hands of Jesus means that we have his authority in doing ministry. This is the heart of the commission of Jesus to his followers, spelled out in the gospel reading. He called them, he sent them out, and most of all, he gave them authority. Jesus told his disciples and apostles, "Take nothing for your journey, no bread, no bag, no money." Though they were sent without the usual provisions, they were given the authority of Jesus. And I believe that Jesus was saying that the apostles would need to recognize that the ultimate fruit of their efforts would not be their own doing, but the fruit would be a gift of his doing and of his authority. Secondly, to be his hands does not only mean that we work in the authority and power of Jesus, but that we work as a community of disciples. Jesus did not send out his disciples alone, but in pairs. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be in the midst of them. So let us remember that to be the hands of Jesus, to do the mission and ministry under his power and authority, and to act as a community of his disciples, is not a guarantee of acceptance. It is neither a guarantee against rejection. So what then are we supposed to do? The few verses before the gospel passage, Jesus himself was rejected in his hometown. Remember that. Aware that his disciples were likely to encounter the same problem of rejection, Jesus instructed them on how they are to conduct themselves. It is the same lesson that we try to apply to ourselves in such a situation. First, Jesus advocated a great simplicity of life. The disciples should take nothing for the journey but their walking staff. Most of us would be very reluctant to embark on a discipleship that required us to leave everything behind and go out into the world with nothing. Certainly, like here in the United States, we have come to believe that so many things are essential to living that we cannot imagine life without them. But as the followers of Christ, people are to know that we have nothing but the essentials. People will have to decide if and how they will welcome us. Some will open their homes and their cupboards and will welcome the disciples and the message they bring. Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place, the advice of Jesus. I have seen in my own ministry how so many people did respond with hospitality. Often those who were least expected. Countless times I was met with kindness and faith. But others will reject the messengers and the message. They are not, however, to take the pain of with them. They are to shake off the dust from their shoes, a sign that hostility stays with the people. Did it. If any, Jesus says, will not welcome you, and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. Now, shaking off the dust on one's feet was a gesture that symbolized a complete break from a community. Not a trace of it will be carried with them. It does not end there and then, however, for Jesus tells us to go to other places. We are not to waste our resources in such situations. Others are waiting to hear the gospel. With that, I pray that we will remember this teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ during especially those difficult situations that we meet in our own life, in our own ministry and mission. And this is my prayer and hope for all of us. Amen.